the church. So we welcome back everyone, pretty much everyone who's been on holiday. Let's just close our eyes. Let's just use this time to meditate on God. Let's just be still for a moment. So in today's passage in John 4, it says, "The hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." Let's stand.
Thank you.
today's passage is about worshiping God in spirit and in truth, how He chooses those people. I guess we can reflect on how we've been worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Father, we thank you for loving us and for forgiving us. Even though our sin is great, your love is greater, Lord. And the cross is greater and has overcome our sin. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you that you have accepted us. Lord, please help us and remind us daily what it means to worship you, what it means to be forgiven, what it means to be loved by you every day, even though we keep sinning. Lord, we just lift our worship to you and just pray that you will accept this worship. Amen.
Thank you.
Worship.